Now, this gentleman needs no introduction, but I'll give him one anyways, because if I don't, he'll be pissed off at me. He is a writer, a fisherman extraordinaire, a naturalist, tournament angler, conservation director for Aurora Bassmasters, and one heck of a swimmer as he swims each year for charity across Lake Coochiching, our good friend Will Wegman. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
I am pumped. I am pumped, man. This is a great program. We're talking about veterans.
It is.
We're talking about veterans, man, and every time we get a chance to do that, I just get all excited because I've had an opportunity, and I don't know whether you have, Will. I've had an opportunity on more than one occasion to spend time at a military camp in this country and training centers, training facilities in the center, and I get so pumped up when I think of those experiences, because every time I've gone to one of these things, I've come away moved, and I've come away with something that has stayed with me forever. And it's just a testament to how we do things. Yeah. Have you done anything like that?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting with our, Ontario Bass Nation for the last, many years during our qualifier event every year, we have a day where guys give up a day of pre-fishing, usually on the Thursday or Friday before the tournament, and we connect with the local army base there, and we take the guys out fishing and have like a, you know, a small little fun tournament. We each have one or two of these vets in the boat with us, and it's such an amazing way to learn about these great Canadians who provide us with you know, all the services and all the protection that we really don't know about until we start talking to them one-on-one.
Yeah, and then things start becoming a lot more obvious than they were before. It's just fantastic.
Yeah.
Anyways, I wanted to be on the program today because I've been asked, as you know, I had a very traumatic event in July this year that was a real eye-opener, and it took me off the ice for an extended period of time while I was convalescing. And I was asked throughout the process on several occasions how I was dealing with the withdrawal of not being able to go out and jump on a boat and go fishing the way I would normally do, and if I was experiencing any of that. And I thought, you know, I've got to ask Will the same thing when we get him on next time, but more in tune with what happens when he puts the boat away at the end of the season. You've got to go, of all people that I know, you've got to go through, if not weeks on end, but certainly a few hours of some real conflict within you. How do you deal with that withdrawal?
You know what? Other people may shrug this off as just a frivolous topic, but I don't. It's a real thing, Angelo. I tell you, and I used to be up until like maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It used to be okay. I have to go out November 30th when bass season closes. I don't care what the weather is like, but there's no way I'm going to prolong the agony of not fishing any longer than I have to. So that was the day I would go out for my last day of fishing and bring the boat in for winterizing and put her to bed and cry myself to sleep that night. I've changed a little bit, maybe become more realistic with the crazy weather patterns that we're having. And, you know, it's going to be sometime within the next couple of weeks. I mean, right now I'm already beginning to go through these withdrawals because my boat is frozen solid. I can't open the compartments. My boat launch where I go this time of year has all kinds of ice on it, and I'd never get out if I was able to even put it in. So I'm hoping to still see a little bit of break in the weather, but I'm not banking on it. And I wish I could say, you know, tons of therapy is going to help it, help me cope. But I guess you've got to cure yourself. So I try to stay busy and get my mind on other things. I know it's not comparable to being forced in terms of health issues. That would be a whole different matter where I fortunately haven't had to deal with that yet. But I stay busy, like you mentioned about the swimming, so I put in extra time at the pool. But I stay busy trying to catch up on a lot of fishing-related articles that I've begun to write. You know, trips that I've taken, like you were talking with that amazing dude from Algoma Country, one of my favorite places in the province. And I was up there a couple of times this past year, and I'm writing about those amazing experiences at Blue Heron Lodge and at Birchland Cottages, and just the amazing country that is up there. So I try to stay focused still on fishing, but maybe I just, even if I can't get out there, that's still where my mind is.
You know, we don't think of this, but the internet has probably helped people like you and I out tremendously when it comes to getting a fix during a period of the season where we just can't jump on a boat and go. I think the internet's been a great help to get us through those dark times.
Oh, it's so true. And you know what I've just discovered are all these amazing podcasts that you can listen to while you're driving. In the U.S., there's like Bass Talk Live is one of them that I just discovered. It's been going on for several years down there and is now available in podcast. And I listen to that now almost more than the radio. It's on like two or three times a week. It's all the behind-the-scenes stuff that's going on with the different levels of tournaments throughout the U.S., and it's addictive, man. Holy jump, and I never thought I'd be so into it.
There's all kinds of them out there. Hey, Will, can you sit with us a few more minutes? I got to take a quick break, and I haven't even gotten through not even a portion of the questions I got to ask you. So, sit tight, my friend. Will Wegman, conservation director with Aurora Bassmasters, and a fishing nut. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie, along with Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis. They are the A-Team, ODJ Radio A-Team. That's what's on their resume.
Yes.
That's it. Hey, folks, the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo is all set to attract large crowds once again at their new home, the Georgian College in Barrie, Ontario. Not far from here. It's a little jaunt up the highway.
Yeah.
Mark down these dates. Get your crayon out. December 14th and 15th, two of the biggest ice fishing extravaganza days in Canada. That's December 14th and 15th, the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo. And the best part is just $8 to get you through the door. And your ticket includes, get this, free parking. There's something new.
Yeah.
Chances at some great prizes. The expo features over 50 exhibitors, many with the latest in ice fishing gear and high-tech products, just in time for Christmas.
Yes.
What a great place to go. If you've got a father, a brother, a sister, I dare say, or any other person in your buying circle for Christmas, this would be a great idea to go to the expo with over 50 exhibitors there with all the latest gadgetry. You will be sure to find something that will be a special hit with the angler on your Christmas list. Each day will feature some of the top ice fishing sticks in the country, including the Doc.
Good old Doc.
Yeah, he'll be there. Will Wegman, who is on the line with us right now, along with David Chong, will complete the trifecta of all-star ice fishing experts. The seminar MC and the open mic panel host is our good friend Big Jim McLaughlin. That's all taking place at the Georgian College, which is right off of Highway 400, just a stone's throw from Lake Simcoe, the best ice fishing locale on the planet. Ontario's most popular ice fishing destination. Remember, that's December 14th and 15th at Georgian College. If you like the ice fish, then don't be left out in the cold. Visit them at CanadianIceFishingExpo.com. That's CanadianIceFishingExpo.com. And one of the gentlemen that you'll be seeing when you go there, of course, is he's online with us right now, Will Wegman, conservation director for Aurora Bassmasters. Hey, Will, that event's starting to really build, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, we made the big move over to Georgian College this year. It offers us, you know, a greater venue, more space, and more control over the logistics of the event. And, yeah, like you mentioned, having Gord Pizer there this year was a big coup for us.
Yeah, no kidding. How'd you score him? Nobody could score him.
You know, it helped having connections with Gord going way, way back. You know, 20, 25 years we've known each other and respected each other's work. And of course, he's on this radio show every Saturday as well. And yeah. We were able to, provide the opportunity for him to come down, and all the stars aligned. So we're really happy about that.
And what a great opportunity for the listenership to meet you guys one-on-one, face-to-face, touchy-feely, being in Barrie, just a stone's throw from where most of our listeners live. It's just a great opportunity. And we talked about it earlier on, too, with regards to the old withdrawal from the open water fishing and putting the boat away. How do you deal with it? Well, this is one of the perfect ways to deal with it, and that is to go to events like this and participate. So hats off to you guys for having it.
Cool. Absolutely. Yeah. So I spent a lot of time actually as the guy who's coordinating all the seminars, and as well as having a big gym there. You know, we wanted to have someone that appeals to families, and especially to the growing segment of ladies that want to participate in ice fishing. So we have Yvonne Brown there, who's also been a guest on this.
I thought you were going to say that's why you brought Big Jim in. For a minute there, I was going to have to disagree with you, but anyways.
He attracts a lot of the ladies now, too, you know. He's almost become Slim Jim with working out. And he's a different man than he was 10 years ago.
Oh, I know. And you said Yvonne's going to be there as well?
Yeah, Yvonne Brown, she's going to be talking as well about getting started and getting families hooked on ice fishing. So it's great to have her there. We have Sebastian Roy, who's super popular with his YouTube channel, talking about lake trout and whitefish on Lake Simcoe. Of course, we already mentioned Dave Chong. We have Jerry Heels, who's going to have a whole session just on maximizing your electronics.
Wow.
So that's going to be a really cool session. You know, we have guys they're representing Radio World, so all the Garmin products are going to be there as well, and lots of outlets where people can actually buy ice fishing stuff for the season. So it's a good variety of booths that we have across the floor that day, for both days.
It's amazing how big that market is, you know, the whole ice fishing market. Sometimes we forget about it. We talked earlier on about putting away the boat for the year. Sometimes we're guilty of forgetting that there is a whole other fishery out there that does not involve a boat.
And,
we're blessed with the opportunity to have it so close to home.
You're right. Take Lake Simcoe, for instance, Lake Simcoe is the most intensively fished inland lake in the province, not counting the Great Lakes, but that claim to fame is only because more people fish it between January 1st and March 15th than the other three seasons combined.
Wow.
So that's where the million rod hours comes from. It's during the winter. So ice fishing is kind of, in the background of a lot of people's minds, but it's popular throughout the province.
What is it about ice fishing? Because there are people, and I know some of these people, Will, there are people who just ice fish. There are people who look like the rest of the year, they don't consider themselves part of the angling community. But as soon as that water hardens, they are avid anglers. What is it about ice fishing that attracts that individual?
Yeah, that's a really poignant remark there, Angelo, and it is true, and I've often thought about it too, and I think here in southern Ontario, to a large extent, it could be that is when access is the best for a lot of these individuals. So if you look at a lake like Lake Simcoe, people love to fish lake trout and whitefish, and they love to eat them, and they love to practice catch and release with these two popular species. But being able to catch those fish during the open water seasons, for the most part, requires a boat. It requires downriggers. It requires a vehicle to haul the boat there, and a really specialized method to catch these fish. In the winter, they can walk out onto the ice. If they want to use a wooden tip-up stick and 20-pound test line and a spoon and drop it down a hole, they can sit there all day and still catch fish. So it it's the simplicity of it, perhaps. It's the, you know, the growing trend to put more effort into it with advanced ice fishing tackle, yet still keep it reasonable. I think that's part of it. And it's kind of hard to explain, but yeah. There definitely is a real draw.
I think one of the magic components of the whole ice fishing phenomenon is that it's the perfect family outing, because you can bring kids of all ages out there with you. And because kids don't want to spend 8 hours fishing, they want to run around, they want to do things, they want to do what kids do. Is there a better venue than a sheet of frozen ice with snow on it to have kids do their thing all day long while you've got a line dropped in a hole and catching fish?
Absolutely. It's so true. Nothing warms my heart more than when I'm out on the ice on a cold winter's day and I see families out there. They brought the football, they brought a frisbee, or the kids are making snowmen, or, you know, even having a big feast out on the ice. It just adds to the whole experience. It's not just about dropping a lure down a hole. It's the big picture that really appeals to people. And
you there, Will? I think I might have lost you. Yep. Okay. Agree. I agree. One other facet I just quickly want to talk about when it comes to ice fishing that we haven't talked about. You mentioned about accessibility. It's the perfect time of year where folks don't need a boat. They can access it. They can fish it. It really dumbs it down, if you will. But there's another part of ice fishing that's a little more sophisticated, a little more expensive, and more difficult to access. And that is getting into some of those remote lakes where you would have zero opportunity during the open ice, open water season. But of course, once things freeze over, you know, between snowmobiling and ATVing, all of a sudden these little gems, these outback lakes become very viable. And that's another facet of ice fishing that's really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting you say that, because I know even the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry recognizes that access becomes so accessible for so many people, whether they're locals or visitors to the area, that there are some lakes that are too vulnerable to remain open in the winter. Some of these, you know, natural lake trout or brook trout lakes, and if they're very small and can't withstand the pressure, they're closed during the season. But if you can find those lakes that are open, and they're all listed in the fishing regulation summary, you can have access to those waters that you don't have during the winter. And we take advantage of that with a big ice fishing trip that I do every year, and I've talked about in the past on this program, you know, just south of Gogama. And we spend, you know, 5-6 days traveling to different small lakes every day and just having a blast with brook trout or splake or lake trout. It's a great way to explore those hidden gems.
Next time on the program, we have to talk about your trip to Algoma. It's my favorite part of the world, and I know you had a great time there. So I want to detail that. I know you're going to be on over the course of the next several weeks. We're going to be talking about the ice fishing adventures that you'll be on. But, of course, the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo will be also on our subject matter. But don't forget to talk to me about Algoma next time you get on, Will.
Sounds great, Angelo. Thank you very much.
Thank you, our good friend Will Wegman, Conservation Director with Algoma Bassmasters, and part of that the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo in Barrie at Georgian College, its new home. Moved to bigger facilities with parking and all kinds of good stuff.
Very nice.